And just talk to me a little bit about how cool that was.
It was really cool. Cliff Thompson Awards, it goes to people that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame for things they've done in their career for the state of Minnesota in hockey. And there's only one person awarded this each year, and to be in that company was very honored.
Awesome. So when did you find out that you were receiving the award?
A couple months ago.
Okay. So everybody in the Hastings community knows about, you know, how successful the hockey program was here. I personally am new here, so I'm not as familiar, but what are some of your kind of favorite memories? Obviously, 1999 has to be one that stands out, but what are some of your favorite memories of coaching hockey here in Hastings?
Oh, just the kids. You know, for the most part, the kids that went through the program and, you know, just every day being on the ice with them and learning new things and seeing them learn new things and just their competitiveness and just fun being at the rink.
Awesome. So you're currently doing something with the Wild, correct?
I'm an usher.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure I get paid to go watch the game.
That must be actually kind of a lot of fun.
It is very fun. I see a lot of people I know, and I get to watch the game, and I get paid to watch it, and it's awesome.
So, you know, take me through, kind of going back to last week, you know, you said it was very cool to be out there, but kind of just take me through, you know, standing there with however many thousand people were there cheering for you for that award. You know, you said it was a cool emotion, but, you know, just kind of take me through that.
Well, first of all, we met at Herbie's. All the coaches did that. They did the last 2 years because last year they didn't do it because of COVID. So there was 2 years of guys being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and then last year's Cliff Thompson, and this year, which was myself. And so I got to see those guys, which I haven't seen a lot of them in quite a few years. So it was good catching up with them. And then, so we met there before the game, and then we had a suite at the game that we were all in with our spouses. And so you got to visit there again. And there's a guy there that Paul Moen, who coached with me at South St. Paul for years. And then there was Steve Hoag, who I knew very well, for coached against many years. And then there was another guy. I'm drawing a blank on his name, but I coached him. Stevie Wasco, also was inducted into the Hall of Fame. So it was like a old home week, kind of, to see all these guys again. And then we got to go on the ice between the second and third period, and they announced kind of our accomplishments, and then put our picture up on the screen, and just to hear the people cheer, it was kind of fun. And to have my wife there, and my kids were actually sitting right in that corner where I was on the ice, so to see them there and everybody around them, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I actually read an article this week about your honor and the 1999 state tournament team, which many people consider that Blaine game to be one of the best finishes in the history of the state tournament. What do you remember from that game?
What I remember is we had a 4-1 lead, and I don't know how we lost it. All of a sudden, we're down 5-4 in the third period. Until that, you know, we're down. Let's see. No, we're down 4-1, and then we're down 5. Or I'm sorry, we were ahead 4-1, and then ahead 5-2. Next thing you knew, we were down 6-5 in the third period with about 4 minutes left. And it's like, what are we going to do here? And luckily, we got the puck out to the point, and Stewart made a nice shot, and Danny got the rebound. And then they had the puck coming down our end with less than 10 seconds left, and they went to get it in and didn't get it in, and Jeff Tate turned around and passed it to Danny, and Danny got a break and shelved it, and the rest is history.
Yeah, and you guys made it all the way to the championship game that year, correct?
Yes. The next game, though, we played double overtime to beat Elk River, who had Paulie Martin at the time.
Gotcha. And so, you know, I guess my final question for you is, you know, the current coach of the Raider hockey team is one of your old players from that team. How cool does that have to feel to see some of your old players out coaching and doing things, especially here in the Hastings community?
Well, it's great. Matt Klein is the head coach now, and he played on that 99 team, him and Ben Utek, who was the other goalie who went and played football at the U and won a Super Bowl eventually with the Indianapolis Colts. Those were our two goalies at that time, and to see guys come back and coach again, I think since I've been here, I had one coach that was on our staff that was not Hastings guy my first year. Ever since then, the 22 years I was here, and then the 5 years, I think it was about 5 years, my nephew Adam was a coach, and now you've got Matt. All the Hastings coaches are from Hastings and went through the program, which I think is a great testament to the program in Hastings.
Awesome. Well, I very much appreciate your time, and congratulations, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you around at the Ice Arena next year.
Sounds great. I go to quite a few of the games.
Awesome. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing you there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.